The U.S. House passed a bill today that would provide billions of dollars for rebuilding and recovery for Americans impacted by natural disasters. Iowa Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from Des Moines, spoke on the House floor during the debate. She says Iowans are doing what they can to recover. Iowa has reopened a flooded stretch of Iowa Highway 2, the approach to a Missouri River bridge that links southwest Iowa to southeast Nebraska. The Iowa Transportation Department says concrete barriers have been placed along the edges. The department's Scott Sir says the idea is water will percolate through multiple layers of aggregate material and allow traffic to pass over. Old laptops, televisions, MP3 players, phones, and more are welcome at tomorrow's re-event at the Long Lines Family Rec Center. The semi-annual event is an opportunity to recycle no longer needed electronics, batteries, packing materials like styrofoam, and light bulbs. Melissa Campbell is Sioux City's Environmental Services Analyst. Campbell says coming down to the event can be eye-opening even if you don't have something to recycle.
Recycling is out there. There are other options available, and to maybe take a second look at some of those items that they have and try to find an alternative use, a recycling outlet or other.
All items at the re-event will be accepted for a small fee to help with recycling and disposal. The re-event at the Long Lines Center runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.